CX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump appearing to back off the pledge that U.S. troops could be used to move millions of Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip. ABC's Mary Bruce says president posting on social media this morning claiming U.S. soldiers would not be deployed now.
The White House was also pressed on the president's decades of criticism of U.S. entanglements and conflicts abroad. But the White House says that the U.S. would not be entangled in the Middle East through this plan, even though the president said, quote, the U.S. would own Gaza and would be responsible for dismantling all of the unexploded bombs and weapons there.
The president told the National Prayer Breakfast today that the assassination attempt against him changed his relationship with religion. He also says he is setting up a Justice Department task force to stop anti-Christian bias in federal agencies. Attorney General Pam Bondi will be in charge of it. Elon Musk in charge of the new Department of Government Efficiency, giving 2 million federal workers until the end of the day to decide to buy buyouts. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Please be careful out there today. There are ice rinks all over Madison. My own driveway was basically a death trap. We got the dreaded wintry mix last night, a combination of snow and ice that can make for really dangerous roads. There were lots of slide-offs and accidents on Madison streets last night. If you have sand or salt, now is the time to create a little traction where you need it. And if you see somebody or have a neighbor who's elderly or less able-bodied than you are, help them out if you can. Sometimes you just need a little help getting steady on this ice. And a Madison grocery store is raising money for the Abundant Life Christian School community. It's just cool to see how many people have stepped up to support them. Fresh Mart is an international grocery on University Avenue. The owner has pledged to donate 5% of all profits in February to the Abundant Life Recovery Fund. And it's Flood Insurance Awareness Week. Around Madison's lakes and the Starkweather Creek area are at higher risk of flooding. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Flood insurance is an important tool to prevent financial vulnerability from flooding, and most homeowners and renters' insurance policies do not cover flood damage. All it takes is 1 inch of water to cause around $25,000 in damage, and this can be devastating if you don't have the right insurance. And Wisconsinites are eligible to purchase federal flood insurance, even for properties not in designated special flood hazard areas. On average, 40% of National Flood Insurance Program claims happen outside of those zones. Homeowners and renters can purchase a private flood insurance policy to protect their homes and belongings if your agent sells flood coverage. Otherwise, visit floodsmart.gov to learn more. And there's usually a 30-day waiting period before NFIP policies go into effect. So signing up now ensures that you'll have coverage by the time the spring showers start to hit the state.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks beat the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite Giannis Antetokounmpo out with a calf injury, the Bucks able to beat the Charlotte Hornets 112-102. The win snapped a four-game losing streak. After the game, we learned the Bucks made another trade, sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the New York Knicks for 6'10" center Jericho Sims. That after trading Chris Middleton to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard said due to injuries, the big three with him, Giannis, and Chris never happened.
He gets moved and you look back and it's like, man, we never really got that real shot and that real stretch to really go do what we had plans to do. It's unfortunate, but you know, it's part of the game and it's part of this league.
NFL Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked at the Super Bowl if he's been actively recruiting free agents to come to Green Bay.
Put it like this, man. I've talked to a few guys. Obviously, I can't like actually recruit them, but I'm just like, look, you thinking about it, this place is not going to disappoint you.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, but it's also going to be very windy. Our high right around 34 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 15 to 30, gusting to near 40 at times. 11 tonight, mostly cloudy, 28 tomorrow, then more snow on the way Friday night through much of Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Now let's talk about the airplane crash, all right? Mm. They had air traffic controllers who were short people. They weren't short in
like
size
4 feet, 4 foot, 10.
They were short employees.
They couldn't see the screen.
They couldn't see.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brittany Merlot will be here with weather and wine. See what the icy conditions are going to be doing. And all things sports with J.R. Radcliffe. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
Why is this firing of the FBI agents such an important piece of this whole effort by Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and their enablers? Because if they're gonna take money from the public fist, if they're going to enrich themselves with their meme coins, if they're going to raid the treasury, if they're going to take people's private data, if they're going to try to illegally shut down agencies, they don't want a department, God forbid, to say no, that violates the law. They don't want an FBI that's going to examine anything they're doing.
Thank you, Senator Chair. Working on getting him back on the show. Ro Khanna has to reschedule. He's on the floor. We don't want him to miss another vote because he unfortunately missed the vote to subpoena Elon Musk. And he said, I would have voted yes. They called a procedural vote without notice. And I, like eight others, didn't make it there on time. Musk's attack on our institutions are unconstitutional. He should be subpoenaed and answer to our committee. They should call the vote again with notice. Musk tweeted at him, don't be a D. Don't be a, you know. So we will talk to Ro about that.
We will.
Get them rescheduled. Okay. Look who's here now. Look who's here now.
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
Or one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
Come stick with your baby
for a thousand years.
Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
Hi, Dana. Hi.
Good morning, everybody.
Is it, Dana? Is it?
I'm sorry. Morning, everybody.
Yeah, morning.
It's hard not to just. This is an awful party. I'm sorry, made up of awful people. Democrats, at least, are trying. They unveiled this legislation, which in response to an illegal effort by Trump and his allies to unilaterally dismantle federal agencies. Republicans position the administration's actions as an above-board review of how certain agencies spend government cash. That is not what they're doing. The Stop the Steal Act, see what they did there?
Yeah.
Would, among other things, deny special government employees access to sensitive agency information. The measure would also block access to such information from anyone with conflicts of interest or lack of appropriate clearance. I mean, the fact that the White House, what's her fembot name again?
Caroline Leavitt.
It's just saying, Elon Musk, he'll let us know if there's any conflict. He has how many billions in government contracts? Of course he has conflicts.
It's absolutely insane. He's not going to say anything if there's conflicts. Nothing that comes out of these people's mouths should we believe at this point. And I'm glad there's people pushing back. I'm glad that we've got Senator Warren and White House that are writing letters to the Government Accountability Office saying, we want answers. And here's a list of 13 questions we have. Why does he have access? Who's seeing these things? What are they going to do with it? They actually are accountable to this.
Our friend,
a constitution and a law.
Yeah, our friend Representative Mark Pocan of the great state of Wisconsin. He has a Elon Musk Act would ban these federal contracts. He said after more than $20 billion in federal contracts, there's no way Musk can be objective in what he's doing. I mean, apparently getting rid of waste doesn't involve SpaceX or Tesla contracts, the government subsidies,
of course,
does it?
Not. No, and he also has the children of the corn going through your Social Security numbers and Medicaid and Medicare payments. People you wouldn't trust with a debit card suddenly have access to all of your information.
Exactly.
I really don't think Trumpers would be happy with that.
Exactly.
Bella's age. She's like pointing at them. She's like, oh, no, that guy's never had the touch of a woman. Nope, that one.
No.
They're scary looking.
Oh, that's what you said yesterday. One of them looks like a Reddit.
Drink.
He looks like a Reddit moderator.
Yes,
yeah, Bella would absolutely cover her drink in front of all of these people.
I would. She's so angry.
These dude bros have been working at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, where they have gotten access to key payment and contracting system. The DOGE representatives have been on site at the agency's offices this week, are looking at systems technology as well as the spending that flows through them, with a focus on pinpointing what they consider fraud or waste.
Mm-hmm. And you know who they're going to go after? They're going to go after minorities and low-income people. They're going to try and think that, most of the people that are on these, government subsidies, blah, 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 are mooching off. They are going to target people of color. These people are awful.
This one? This is like it's like we have a stormtrooper stack, don't we, Chris? This is like it's springtime for Trump stack. DOGE representatives at NOAA, it's the weather... are combing through IT databases to find employees associated with DEI initiatives. They've infiltrated a pride group there because that's too woke, I guess. The agency provides severe weather warnings, researches climate change, protects fisheries, etc. They are just going through every agency to target people that are either, gay, black, woke. We did a story about somebody had a placard that said, be kind to everyone, that they confiscated. What?
Yep.
Yeah, I do. Trust me, I don't get any of this, but the meme going around is like, you're going to be okay unless you're Asian, black, gay, trans. Anyone other than a cis white man right now is in danger of having some sort of constitutional right being stripped from them.
I hate to have to play this for you, but we just have to, I said this earlier, Dana, this is not like, to me, a partisan anymore. They're mean girls. This is Nancy Mace yesterday responding to Jerry Connelly.
I hate her.
Okay, here we go.
The gentlelady has used a phrase that is considered a slur in the LGBTQ community and the transgender community. And
Tranny, I don't really care. You want penises in women's bathrooms, and I'm not going to have it.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Let's
There's a couple things I have to say about that, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
What about trans women that have had bottom surgery? Apparently, if this all consists of a penis in a woman's bathroom, Nancy Mace, there's a population that does not qualify under that as trans women. So what about them? Can they go in the bathroom? The other thing is Nancy Mace and another legislature, they accosted a woman who they thought was Congresswoman Sarah McBride in the bathroom, and it was a cis woman. There is so many problems with her. I know what's wrong with her. She didn't used to be like this, though. She used to be a proponent of LGBTQ rights. And then this spotlight and everything else, these people have sold their souls to the devil. And I don't know if that devil's Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Russia, but it's one of the three.
Yeah. You also, on Blue Sky, said since all the transphobes are quiet about the possibility of the Department of Education getting eliminated, I guess it was never about protecting women's sports after all, since DOE is in the department that enforces Title IX. I mean, it's just Trump today at the prayer breakfast just talking about, keeping men out of women's sports. There was one other headline. I can't even hang on. I'll find it.
While you do that, I just want to give a little statistic. There are over 550,000 athletes in the NCAA. As right now, they know of less than 10 less than 10 transgender athletes, and they don't even have numbers on how many of them are trans men and trans women. Less than 10 in 550,000 athletes. This is not a threat to women's sports.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what I said. I'm like, eggs are twice as expensive as they were a month ago, but that one girl can't play badminton in your state.
Like, I mean, under this theory, how many men have sexually assaulted women? I'm sure it's probably more than the ratio of athletes that are trans within the NCAA. So maybe we should just keep it so that no men can go out in public anymore because they're a threat to women.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's the exact school of thought. It's absurd.
Here's the headline. Christian group cheers end to U.S. food aid. It's what they get for spreading radical LGBTQ propaganda. Exactly as Jesus would do, right?
Yes. What would Jesus do? They would starve people just so they had the physique that he did when they put him on the cross. Like, they're insane. They're always insane.
Yep. You also said we're at the point in this horrible timeline where they drowned, but we're all finding out, and I've paid too much money to my therapist for this kind of codependent bull. It's true. We are all trapped in the burning self-driving Tesla.
Yes. Like,
we really are. The doors won't unlock. The base thing we have to do right now is learn how to overtake the system. I really want people to understand this is intentional. The influx, the flooding of the zone is intentional. The chaos is intentional. This insane the theory that he's going to take over Gaza and make the Riviera of the Middle East has so many problems in it, including Hamas, that's not just going to step by and be like, okay. But he's doing that so you stop paying attention to the fact that Elon Musk is doing a smash and grab with the federal government. So all of this is intentional, you guys. And I say you guys, sorry, I hate that sort of word. But everyone out there needs to really take a breath and be like, okay, I can't respond to everything. So maybe for a little while, try if you can to not respond to anything quite yet.
Right.
Like until it really is input into law.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Here's, you know, what I will say is nobody did vote for this. Harry Enten, who's the, you know, data guy on CNN, said, you know, I think simply put, the American people did not sign up for this. They voted in Trump. They didn't vote in Elon Musk. So he was stunned by the plunge in Elon Musk's popularity. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
He says 39 support, 53 oppose. They don't want this. He said, look, in 2025, whoa, the bottom has fallen out, minus 11 points. It should be noted Trump's own net favorable rating is closer to about a net zero. I mean, again, Dana, I guess we are in the find out phase, but I don't know. Again, we were talking about just the massive disinformation and how they spin everything on Fox. Like this ridiculous
Absolutely.
Him caving to Mexico and Canada and them spinning it as some great victory or negotiation when he actually got less troops for Mexico than Biden had. And he's like,
there was 15,000 under Biden.
Right.
At least these people are coming out. The New York Times this morning, and you know, they're sketchy. They actually did say in an article that these countries, Mexico and Canada, had basically, you know, the art of the deal, given him exactly what he said he asked for when it was less than they already doing.
Right.
It's already things they had given. He's getting conned with his own con, and it's making him look really weak and stupid right now. It really is.
Yeah. He always, the world's laughing at us. Like, no, now they are.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And you just, I was talking about him. Oh, God, I had to endure because it was on the channel. They covered his entire prayer breakfast insanity. First of all, he seemed heavily tranquilized. He was rambling incoherently about the plane crash and golf balls and the equipment, and I don't even know what he was talking about. You just said when asked if he was going to the crash site, he said, what site? The water? You want me to go swimming? You said this is one of the last pictures of a young skater who died. He is a sociopath. Anyone who voted for this monster should be ashamed at best. I mean, we just had Carl Frisch on. They lost four parents and two kids from his school district. And here's Trump again just pulling stuff out of his ass. Like, oh, maybe the equipment was, we don't know, you know, big balls never hit each other when I'm out golfing. Like, the balls, just like, what? Oh, my God, shut up.
God. I'm there so people... glad I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about the influx, and one of the things on the Daily Beans that someone did, we have our Good Trouble segment, they infiltrated a couple of Republican Facebook pages and started posting facts about what Elon Musk is doing with the federal agencies and their personal information, because all of these people are watching Fox News. Well, they're not covering it there. They're not reading it in Breitbart. So this person went in and really, really calmly just said, I want you all to know that this is what's happening. And a few people laughed. A few people didn't care. But there were some Trumpers in these rooms that were like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Heroes
God,
of democracy.
You didn't know.
No, this is why we have a stack of Heroes of Democracy. And we were, you know, just this morning, right? Norm Eisen's group sued and
They got an injunction against Musk and Trump rooting around in the Treasury.
Yeah, so that's my point, is it's a right and...
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Labor union sued the federal government over Trump's controversial deferred resignation program, saying the effort to nudge government workers out of their jobs violates the law. I say all of the above, Dana. I keep saying this. City of Baltimore is suing the Trump administration, alleging the president's executive orders and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs violate the First and Fifth Amendments. We still have the Constitution, right?
Yeah.
City's part of a broad coalition that includes higher education officers to file a lawsuit in a Maryland federal court. The suit alleges executive orders violate free speech, obstruct Congress's constitutional powers to control money solely because the president disagrees with those programs. Doctors of For America on Tuesday sued the main U.S. health agencies over the sudden removal of websites containing a broad range of health-related data and other information. I know it's a lot, Dana, but... people are doing it, right? Yeah. There are heroes of democracy out there that are modeling courage and not cowardice, right?
Absolutely. There's people fighting back, and I love to see it. If you feel safe and you feel like you have a voice out there, push back. I mean, we have to do it right now more than anything. I think that some of our political leaders are now finally starting to speak up. I'm sure there's stuff going on behind the scenes we don't know about. But I want a public coordinated attack on this.
Yep. I've
said it before. Everyone, we've got to get our messaging, and every single Democrat has got to be throwing it out at the same time. Go ahead, Steph.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. I was not done with my Heroes of Democracy. ACLU, Immigration Advocacy Group sued the Trump administration over its ban on asylum access at the southern border, saying the sweeping regulations illegally put people who are fleeing war and persecution in harm's way. This one, and it's it's also in the F Around and Find Out stack. Okay. The Proud Boys no longer have control over their own name. Under a ruling by a Washington judge, they were stripped of the name Proud Boys and were barred from selling any merchandise with either its name or symbols without the consent of a black church in Washington that its members vandalized. Do you remember this, Enrico?
I do. It was in 2022.
Yeah.
I mean, 2020, sorry. They went out, and it was after the Stop the Steal, they tried to go out in the streets. They burned a Black Lives Matter flag. And they actually, instead of paying restitution, they lost their name, which is hysterical because they can't sell or print any more merchandise without the permission from the black church.
It's fantastic. One last hero of democracy. I already mentioned the CBS, the 60 Minutes producer says he will not apologize. So CBS hands over the Kamala Harris interview and transcript, and he says they have nothing to apologize for. And on cue last night, Trump raged that CBS should be shut down over the interview. So it will never be enough for them. This once fascism starts. And so good for this guy for standing up at least. I hope they don't settle the lawsuit because they're obviously in settlement talks to bend the knee, right?
And I think a lot of, honestly, and I know this goes way deeper, I think a lot of MAGA are still so angry out there because they hate the parts of themselves that are being amplified by this president.
Yep.
And because they know better.
Sing the baby.
I know it's the first time I've done that in like a year. I'm used to doing the Daily Beans. Did you get it?
She's just a baby.
That's
okay, she got it.
She's had to do that.
She got it. Nicely done, Bella. Nicely done. That
thank
potty
you,
mouth.
Bella. They are crappy people.
You just aged her. She's like 30 now. She was 22 yesterday.
Someone needed to get her into this, and I'm glad it was me.
Yes.
All right, 23.
You broke her in.
And you're
thank
late.
You, Dana.
And you made me late.
Sorry about that, Bella.
23 minutes after the hour of this portion of the show. Bella just turned bright red.
But I got it.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, no.
Not the baby. This portion of the show brought to you by Stamps.com and Flexibility.
Flexibility.
Which, that gives you individual liberty.
Yes.
To be on your own schedule.
Yeah.
I don't get scheduled. Tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday.
And liberty.
Yes, which means you can decide when. We believe in individual liberty here at the Stephanie Miller Show. You can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Like this fart, that fart button. That only I can do that. That's me. Stamps.com handle.
Bella can do it too.
Oh, well, she's a different one. Not that one.
No, she has that one too.
Oh, does she? Uh-huh. Okay. Well, stamps.com handles all your mailing and shipping.
Here.
Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Flexibility. Get it. Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. Use the code Stephanie for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Go to Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
While we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That is a big deal if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise. CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite is the CBD Relief Stick because I'm always overdoing at exercise. Once you try it, you're going to wonder how you ever got by without it. 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. We trust CB Distillery. You will, too. If you're still turning to remedies straight out of your grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
Get up. All right. Dana Goldberg's here. We're late because she swore and went super long. So now we have a hard break. And we'll be back with more Dana Goldberg next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined 14 other states in supporting gender-affirming care for trans kids. President Trump signed an executive order banning institutions that get federal grant money from providing trans folks under age 19 with puberty blockers, hormones, or surgery. Families and queer advocacy groups have filed lawsuits against the administration. Now, a coalition of attorneys general have stated that they'll protect access to care to the extent their state laws allow. That includes here in Wisconsin. And a new study finds that car insurance rates will increase here in the Badger State this year, but not as much as in previous years or as much as in other states. The study from Insurify says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to grow by about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper rates than we do here. And it's time for a uniquely Wisconsin tradition. Here's Lisa Hale from Northeastern Wisconsin.
Shanties are going up on the ice and anglers are getting ready. Sturgeon spearing season gets underway in Northeast Wisconsin Saturday. Last year's season wasn't that good due to warm weather and bad ice conditions. This year's season looks to be better as a couple of cold snaps helped make ice. However, last week's warm-up caused some cracking and some sinkholes. Officials advise checking with local fishing clubs for ice conditions before going out on the ice. Watch out for Christmas trees and other markers that indicate dangerous areas or open water. And while some places have 16 to 18 inches of ice, which is sufficient for vehicles to travel on, officials say no ice is 100% safe.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Battling a brutal wind today. They're sustained out of the west at 20 miles per hour and gusting up to 40 to 50. This is making our temperatures actually feel about 15 degrees cooler. They'll drag us cold tonight, leaving us tomorrow with a crisp and partly sunny day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Transform your outdoor space with David J. Frank, Wisconsin's award-winning landscape management company for 65 years. You've seen their beautiful work at Hilldale Shopping Center. From expert lawn care to seasonal flower beds, precise trimming and sustainable solutions, David J. Frank makes your vision a reality. And right now is the best time to prune or remove trees. Request your free quote today at davidjfrank.com and get on their list for spring cleanups. David J. Frank, 65 years of excellence in every blade of grass.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Dan Schaefer joins us from the Recombobulation area and Civic Media's political editor to talk about the changing times in the Republican world. Has professional wrestling taken over? We'll explain.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
Hey!
Trump proposing takeover of Gaza as U.S. territory. I got to tell you, people voted for lower egg prices, you know, not for a Middle East Mar-a-Lago. You know, people did not vote to send their sons and daughters into the tunnels of Gaza so that Jared Kushner and Donald Trump can build Trump Tower Gaza.
Thank you, Jim McGovern. Went on to say,
this is the guy who also now wants to invade Greenland. He wants to take over Panama. He wants to annex Canada. He wants to now occupy Gaza. I mean, we have 42 million people in this country who are hungry. Whatever happened to America first? Whatever happened to helping people in this country? Whatever happened to lowering prices? And instead, we get this. This is like a warmonger here.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. Your peace president, remember? Yeah, okay. That you voted for. By the way, this is an. I did a story earlier on it's okay to eat nuisance beaver again in Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
That's a new. There's new legislation because it previously had been banned. Damien in New York, Pennsylvania says, if the law against eating nuisance beaver is repealed, do you think Nancy Mace, Lauren Boebert, and Marjorie Taylor Greene will lighten up a bit? I'll see myself out. Okay. I don't know what he means by that. Damien Louise. Okay. You know, we need some hope. That's what we need. Seth Homo of Hope, you're on with Dana Goldberg. Hello.
Hi, homos and DEI Bella. I want to remind everybody, back in the old days when we were young, during Obama, we had the House, the President, and the Senate and the House, and the Republicans were masters at stopping everything from going forward. It was minority rule, even though we had the majority. So Democrats need to do the exact same playbook that the Republicans did back then.
Yep.
There's no ifs or buts about it. They just have to do it. And I'm just tired of listening to God bless Chuck Schumer, but when he's up there, he's like reading the phone book.
Yeah.
And he needs to let other people and other voices take front and center stage.
Well, that's why, Seth, we've been playing a lot of Chris Murphy and Jasmine Crockett and AOC, and you're absolutely right. You can't say this is a five-alarm fire without speaking, don't you think, and communicating, Dana, with that energy, right? And Elizabeth Warren does it. It's not about age. It's you know, Elizabeth Warren does it, I think.
No, I think absolutely. You can't hear someone in the microphone being like, we've got a five-alarm fire. We need to be energized about this. And,
yeah, Chris is like, take the glasses on or off.
Just
and
I'm like, oh, my God.
The Chuck Schumer halfway glasses.
Yeah.
On or off.
Yeah.
Something.
It's for the cameras. We know this. When Chuck goes to the podium, he has his glasses off so he can get the photos, and then he puts his glasses on because he can't see anything. So that's why it's that he can't read anything. But,
I can't until they turn on the TV lights. I can't see anything, so I sympathize.
I said this before. I want AOC energy. I want Jasmine Crockett energy. I want Pritzker energy.
Yeah.
And it's not like Pritzker's a young voice, but he's got the fire we need right now.
Right.
This isn't about ageism, and it's not about saying that some of these older people in the legislature can't get the fire under them. You can, but we're not seeing it.
Yeah.
A lot of these young voices know how to be loud. They know how to be loud on social media, too. My goodness.
For instance, Maxwell Frost.
I am terrified of the potential that Elon Musk is doing behind those closed doors, and the fact that absolutely nobody has the information on what he's doing, and he answers to nobody. We should all be very concerned about it, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican.
Robert Garcia, who is from out here, who's young, gay, fantastic.
The richest man on the planet, more wealth than anyone else, and what he's trying to do right now is to raid government agencies, destroy programs like the Department of Education, programs at the Department of Labor. Savings as possible to then give himself and his companies the largest tax break that he can find with all of the wealth that's hard been hard earned by the American public.
Yeah.
And then Senator Adam Schiff, who's our brand new senator, doing a great job.
These are the people that Donald Trump pardoned, that he celebrated because they showed loyalty to him. And in Trump's world, nothing else matters. In order to carry out this plunder of the Treasury, to make the whole of government the vehicle for his self-enrichment and self-aggrandizement, he must have a loyal cadre willing to do even the most violent acts in his service. Stand back and stand by.
To that point, Proud Boys leader Enrico Terrio revealed he is going to run for office.
Yep.
After
oh,
he said,
my God.
2 weeks ago I was in prison. Just last night I was at Mar-a-Lago at the president's house. I mean, there's another, I forget who's, is it State Department? There's another January 6th rioter that's in charge of something now.
Yeah.
That's in, I mean, not only not in prison, but, you know, Dana, this is how stark the choices are right now, right?
Yeah, no, there is some stuff. And I know I said that there's a fire hose coming at us and the chaos is intentional, but there is some stuff we should be concerned about. That's one of them. These January 6th rioters, the fact that he's building his own private militia yep. of public people that they think now that they're impervious to being, you know, put back in prison because they don't understand how the law works. And I'm not even sure that they're wrong with this Department of Education and the FBI, what he's trying to install. Those are things that should concern us and we yeah. should be paying attention to.
Yeah. By the way, just as we were making fun of Chuck Schumer being old, you saw Mitch McConnell fell twice yesterday. Yeah. And Dana, I guess I'm a little sensitive that we, you know, we just lost an election largely because of ageism. Mm-hmm. Do you know? And it's like, what's his name? What's the other? Chuck Grassley and Mitch McConnell are basically in charge, right, of Trump's agenda on their side.
Oh, 100%. And I'm tired of Mitch
and
McConnell
Trump
coming
out.
Trump
is Biden's age. I'm sorry. He's 2 years, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
And I'm tired of hearing Mitch McConnell come out and try and warn people now. This is actually Mitch McConnell's yeah. fault. He had an opportunity to make sure that Trump could never run for the presidency again with a second impeachment, and he failed to do
Thank
it.
Thank you.
This is on him 100%.
I don't want to hear now about how tariffs are bad. Like, you knew,
nope.
you knew all of this, you know?
Absolutely. He's an evil man. He is one of the most evil men, too, no matter what people think. His manipulation of the judiciary and the Supreme Court, a lot of this is on Mitch McConnell.
Yeah. But I mean, this party, oh God, here's creepy kitchen Senator Katie Britt. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Katie Britt. Remember with the giant cross? Hi, I'm here in the kitchen.
Oh, what, yeah,
what are
that
her kids'
was
names?
Yeah.
I forget her kids' names.
Oh,
Biscuit and Trisket and something.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, 75 kids, something.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I can't
Caleb
here
and
she
Matthew
is defending, because we're at the concentration camp phase of fascism now, you know, with Gitmo. Here she is.
You have Joe Biden, who had an open border system and drained Gitmo, actually emptying it. And now you have President Trump, who has closed borders and is saying, I'm going to fill it up with the worst of the worst. It is an exciting day, and this is what strength looks like. This is what winning looks like.
I would love to see Katie Britt, her investments, because right now the Trump administration lifted so that people can invest now in private prisons, and the Biden administration said they couldn't. So it's really interesting how everyone's talking about how great it is that they're making sure that all these people are going to prisons, whether here or Venezuela. Was that the country that they said they could take even American citizens that were violent criminals? People are now making money off of this. You don't think that they're going to imprison immigrants that were not criminals?
Yeah.
You don't think that they're going to do that? Come on.
Is it rude to say it seems like all bimbos and mean girls on their side? I'm just saying for picking sides.
I mean, I don't see many of them on ours. I'm not saying everyone on their side is a mean girl and
yeah.
a bimbo, but sometimes it looks like if you're a mean girl and a bimbo, you happen to be a Republican.
Well, then you got the Susan Collins.
We didn't say all of them.
She's just concerned.
Yeah.
No, she's concerned. She wrote a very strongly worded email and never sent it.
It's still in her
I'm concerned
still in her
it's too aggressive to hit send. That's too aggressive. Here is 27-year-old fembot Caroline Leavitt.
He does expect the Olympic Committee and the NCAA to no longer allow men to compete in women's sports. And I think the president, with the signing of his pen, starts a very public pressure campaign on these organizations to do the right thing for women and for girls across the country. Mm. Again, this is an incredibly popular position.
Mm.
There have been many notable female athletes who have had the courage to speak out against some very powerful institutions in this country.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve to have a voice and a say. The president is bringing their voice to the highest level at the White House this afternoon, and he expects these organizations to comply with this federal executive order that he'll be signing today.
Any of us that watched Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer growing up, what was the homophobic reindeer? You're not allowed to play in any of our reindeer
Blitzen.
Games.
Blitzen
was a D. It's just mean... You know, excluding,
yeah.
bullying is just... Ugh.
Can you please make shirts that say Blitzen was a D?
Total homophobic D. Big bag of Ds.
He was.
We're not going to let Rudolph. Do we have it in
or
there?
Was
Reindeer
a
games. Reindeer games.
Oh, he had a problem with Prancer. That's the problem.
Prancer.
And Vixen. Oh, like Prancer and Vixen.
That's not
from now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Big D. Reindeer D.
I can't get over the fact that Caroline Levitt, or whatever her name is 27. Man, hate and bigotry will age a person.
I stand corrected.
Yes.
It was not Blitzen. I did not mean to shame
Chris LaVoie is wrong
you?
Once again.
How dare you?
What a shock.
Who was it?
It was
now
it was Comet.
Comet.
And I jumped on this Blitzen blitz because of you, and I trusted you, Christopher.
I'm so sorry. I apologize to Blitzen and his entire family.
Yeah, and then you gay smeared Vixen and also Prancer.
I mean, we're going to get letters and emails. Uh-huh. I wasn't part of this. I just said a bad word, and they got rid of that.
In totally non-bimbo-related news. By the way, did Carolyn Levitt say he's going to sign his pen? When he signs with his pen. You don't sign the pen. You sign the... Oh, shut up. Anyway. This is totally non-bimbo-related news. Lara Trump is going to be hosting a new show on Fox News. A weekend show. She's going to...
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I guess she didn't get Secretary of Defense, so she's going to do the weekend show. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. My View with Lara Trump. Oh, gosh. I hope she sings. The network is describing the show as focused, quote, on the return of common sense to all corners of American life.
Oh, boy.
I see. That's what bigotry is now, Dana. It's just common sense.
Of course, because that's what Trump has. How do you know that the plane crash was called by DEI? Because I have common sense.
Common sense.
That's how. I saw a meme the other day. I want people to start having to say all the words. I'm against diversity, equity, and inclusion. Not I'm against DEI. I want to hear people have to say, yes, I'm against diversity.
Yeah.
I'm against equity. I'm against inclusion.
Yeah,
say it out loud. Be proud of what you were fighting.
And shut up after your DUI hire with Pete Hegseth. I mean, really. I mean.
Yeah.
Ronnie Jackson, also a DUI hire. Matt Gaetz would have also been a... All right. 46 minutes after the hour.
Do we have to say allegedly?
Do we?
I don't know.
Think so.
Okay.
46 minutes. Someone on Twitter reported me to... Who did I get reported to? They said, look at the... It's scary how much she hates Trump. I'm like, yes, but I got reported to Don Jr.
You did.
And who else? Pam Bondi, Cash Patel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
Ramaswamy. Swami.
You're shaking.
Oh, scared.
You're in danger.
Ooh. 46 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show. You know me. I'll just be like, okay, 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion Foundation. Oh, God, if you, that's got to be against human rights of some kind, having to listen to Trump's entire prayer breakfast speech this morning about balls, golf, something, balls, plane clashes, golf balls, something. Okay, listen, Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Probably the first time Lindsey Graham went to church in a while.
He was racking balls till midnight.
Mm-hmm.
At the pool hall.
No, I know.
We actually have that on tape.
Somewhere.
He racked balls till midnight. Okay. FFRF, a leading voice for the separation of church and state, standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. Yikes. When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're in a community. You get exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, so much more. Ready to take action? Go to ffrf.us/Miller or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. 2025, the year we protect religious liberty like never before. Text fees may apply.
This is a disgusting display.
Boy, you can say that again.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them.
In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be, and all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I just decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best place with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Native Path Collagen, the best. Yep. If you want to move more easily and independently without pain or stiffness, if you want to see a plump, hydrated glow in the mirror.
I like plump.
And not, Crip Keeper, check it out. Native Path Collagen is made with type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important fibers. They milk 90% of the collagen in your body, in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Type 1 and 3. I stick different stuff for all that.
Oh.
It's Native Path Collagen. It's all in there.
Yeah.
They provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. It's completely flavorless. Native Path Collagen, I just add it to my coffee every morning. You can put it in your smoothie, your soup, your oatmeal, what have you. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable. It is absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. I'm only dating bioavailable supplements this year, Dana. Visit Get Native.
I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No more wanting what I can't have. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That is GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Tomorrow we have Glenn Kirshner, John Fugelsang, and Brooklyn Dad Defiance.
That's right.
For Angela off tomorrow. I know. It's traumatic.
Uh-huh.
But because I have Byron Donald's news, which I'm sure they covered in Beyond Biscuitry, their new segment. He expressed concern the GOP is stuck in the mud and suffering from paralysis shortly after he criticized the party leadership for stalling during a testy conference.
Okay. He is just, whatever, this is really the emperor's no clothes version. Whatever crazy thing Trump says, people like that will just be like, oh, that is just genius, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's embarrassing. I don't know what happened to these people. I'm still hoping there's a mansion and a cinema somewhere in the Republican Party that's going to come over to our side and be like, I'm sick of this. Even though they did theirs for evil reasons and money, I'm hoping some two Republicans come over because they want to save our democracy, and they don't want their jobs to be moot.
Yeah.
I mean, people elected them to do something, and if you got the president and you got the executive branch stealing the purse from Congress and making all the decisions, they're taking their job away.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Maria Bartiromo, who has the eyes of a flounder, we just want to point out, they are entirely too far apart. But she said to Byron Donalds, Trump's bold ideas are just happening with such rapid pace. You know who else did that?
Hitler.
Yes. The answer to every question, Dana, is now Hitler. Yeah, 53 days, in case you're wondering how fast he destroyed democracy. Okay. Let's see. So is Byron Donald said, again, in Beyond Biscuitry, said, I think what President Trump is talking about is working with Israel and other allies and friends in that region in order to clean up Gaza. Right, that's what you call ethnic cleansing. Under U.S. leadership, not direct U.S. decision-making, but U.S. leadership, working with those countries in the region to get Gaza in a position, well, you know, where, number one, it's rebuilt. Okay, that is such a load of horse, Dana. He's talking about ethnic cleansing is what he's talking about, right? 100%. And all of the other countries in the region are like, no, right?
Yeah. That's what the answer should be, but unfortunately, we know that he's probably. I saw a meme where he actually, I think, pushed in BB's seat under him, like he would, like if he were a gentleman for a woman, which we've never seen him do in his entire life except for Putin. Actually, you know, pushing in BB's seat as he was sitting down. I'm like, what does this guy have on him? Obviously, they're willing to give him land that they don't even have yet. It's really awful. And I want to know one more thing. I would really like to hear from all these college students that were protesting the Palestinian annexing and the deaths that were happening because of the war in the Middle East. I would really love to hear all those protesters speaking louder than ever now because they are about to level Gaza completely.
Yeah. Bella, invite all your college friends to sit in that hot seat one every week. And we get a bright light on them.
You're gonna have to study their slang though in order to understand them.
In order to talk to them,
I've got the glossary now. I'm Riz. Okay, Dana. I'm a Riz baddie, Dana. Cape up with Gen Z.
You are baddie.
Okay.
I know. It was a hot brat summer. I know.
Oh yes.
Dana, throwing down. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Charlie XCX.
But I've been mentioning, to your point about Gaza, I've been mentioning this story all week, but Trump indicated he wants to reach an agreement with Ukraine to gain access to the country's rare earth materials as a condition for U.S. support. He is just a thug. He thinks, like, remember when he said what Putin did going into Ukraine was brilliant? Like, he just thinks we can just take Gaza. Like, oh, we can just, hold them up for their mineral. That's a stick-up, right? It's another extortion of Zelensky, isn't it?
Absolutely. And listen, you know that I'm no way in support of anything Hamas is doing, but Hamas isn't just going to stand by and let Trump do this. This is so dangerous.
Right. Trump said, we're looking to do a deal with Ukraine where they're going to secure what we're giving them with their rare earth and other things. Oh, my God. It is. Okay. Thug, just a thug. Okay, I want to end with some good news because I love what your co-host Allison Gill said about you need to microdose hope. A federal judge indefinitely blocked Trump's effort to curb birthright citizenship for undocumented immigrants and temporary foreign visitors. So this was the Maryland lawsuit. Yes. It was one of at least six other federal cases. So, you know, Dana, it may not seem like it some days, but the resistance is working. You know, he had to reverse on the stupid spending freeze. We don't have an attorney general, Matt Gaetz. You know, so
I don't even say other than so anyway, I'm glad I could join you today. Hopefully the senator can join another time and reschedule, but it's always a pleasure to be here with you.
DG Comedy on all the socials, the Daily Beans, MSWmedia.com. We love you, Dana Goldberg.
I love you.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, it's a Max Inc. preview with Jimmy Kay.
And I've got a lot of news I'll be reading from the fetal position.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump appearing to back off the pledge that U.S. troops could be used to move millions of Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip. ABC's Mary Bruce says President posting on social media this morning claiming U.S. soldiers would not be deployed now.
The White House was also pressed on the president's decades of criticism of U.S. entanglements and conflicts abroad. But the White House says that the U.S. would not be entangled in the Middle East through this plan, even though the president said, quote, the U.S. would own Gaza and would be responsible for dismantling all of the unexploded bombs and weapons there.
The president told the National Prayer Breakfast today that the assassination attempt against him changed his relationship with religion. He also says he is setting up a Justice Department task force to stop anti-Christian bias in federal agencies. Attorney General Pam Bondi will be in charge of it. Elon Musk in charge of the new Department of Government Efficiency, giving 2 million federal workers until the end of the day to decide to buy buyouts. This is ABC News.